This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. It's 5:45. Tonight at the National Constitution Center, the 2017 Liberty Medal will be given to Arizona Senator John McCain for a lifetime of sacrifice and service to our country. McCain, a Republican who ran for president twice, has been in Congress for two decades. He was shot down as a Navy pilot and became a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War. Former Vice President Joe Biden, a Democrat and board chair of the Constitution Center, will give out the medal. Biden and McCain have shared many things: senior status in the Senate, presidential bids, the ability to bridge political divides, and the cancer experience. McCain is being treated for brain cancer, and Biden's son Beau died of the disease in 2015. Jeffrey Rosen heads the National Constitution Center. I recently met with him there to talk about McCain and Biden. He says the two were part of a unique era in the Senate.
Joe Biden is so passionate and earnest in talking about the Senate he knew that is now gone. Republicans and Democrats would sit together at the same table for lunch every day, and they would talk, and they got to know each other's kids and their health problems. And Vice President Biden has said, when you know someone as a person, it's impossible to demonize them as a political opponent. And that's gone now. He'll talk about how people are out raising money. They don't even spend time in D.C. during the week. But that kind of true commitment to public service and the friendship, the personal relations, is something that Biden and McCain exemplify.
When John McCain ran for president in 2008, Sarah Palin was his running mate, and I can still hear her voice referring to him as a maverick. McCain is a conservative. He has aligned himself with centrist Republicans, independents, also Democrats. You know, think of McCain-Feingold. That's the overhaul of the campaign finance system. Recently, he was not supporting the Graham Cassidy plan to repeal Obamacare. Is sticking to convictions something that stands out when selecting a Liberty Medal recipient?
It is indeed. The Liberty Medal is awarded to people who have spread the blessings of liberty in America and around the globe. And that devotion to liberty, to service, and to country is what Senator McCain exemplifies. And it's not a partisan vision. It is one defined by ideals and courage. And he showed that as a war hero, and he showed that in the Senate. And he has beliefs which he's fought for and been willing to die for. It's so inspiring to see that kind of statesmanship.
When reading up about John McCain, the word decorum comes around quite a bit. It's something that he really loves. I think of decorum as part and parcel of McCain's life experience from a military family and his own service during the Vietnam War. Our Constitution is about decorum, so let's talk a minute about the value of it while coming up with policy in our country.
Our Constitution is about decorum, and another way to put it would be democratic deliberation. Deliberation requires decorum. The Constitutional Convention reaches compromises over the most wrenching questions in the country at the time, ranging from the balance of power between the big and small states to the disposition of that stain on the American escutcheon, which was slavery. So decorum is not just a question of etiquette or good manners or an aesthetic preference. It's a deep democratic value that was at the essence of the American experiment, and John McCain exemplifies that.
Scandal is hard to avoid in Washington. People could, you know, look up online information about McCain getting caught up years ago in the Keating Five scandal, savings and loans scandal. You know, he survived that. How do political errors factor in when choosing a candidate for the Liberty Medal?
The Liberty Medal recognizes individuals for their lifetime of sacrifice and service to liberty. There really are just a handful of individuals in the world every year who meet the criteria that's been established by the previous recipients. Anyone who's been in the arena, as Theodore Roosevelt said, is going to have some scratches.
Jeff, how scripted are these ceremonies? I could see this getting very political.
There is a script, and sometimes people go off it. Senator McCain or Vice President Biden, they understand that this ceremony is not about politics, and it's not about partisanship. It's about liberty and the Constitution and celebrating Senator McCain's heroic contribution to defending the Constitution.
The senator is being treated for brain cancer. In 2015, the Dalai Lama accepted the Liberty Medal via a video message because his health was not very good. Is it possible Senator McCain won't be attending?
We have heard that the senator is enthusiastic about attending. He'll be here with his wife, Cindy, and his daughter, Ellen, and some staff members. And we're thrilled that he seems as excited as we are about the ceremony.
What's the mission around this medal?
The mission is to honor individuals who have promoted the blessings of liberty around the world. So in the process of encouraging all Americans to honor Senator McCain, we hope they'll take the time to educate themselves about the Constitution and learn about liberty on their own and listen to arguments on both sides of the debates that are at the center of our national life, respectfully in the spirit of Senator McCain, so that they too can exercise their civic duty of thoughtful participation, which the founders thought was necessary for the survival of the American Republic.
Good luck. Jeff Rosen is president and chief executive of the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.